Feely. Then for Louis. On it comes. George Williams got through the tackle attempted by Hughes. Pappenhausen has slithered his way through. Sound the alarm. Pappenhausen's away. What a pickup. What a tightrope walk.
Oh, what a call it was. What a moment it was. Welcome back to Sports Day for Wilson Holmes. And that, of course, was the 85-metre second-half try that broke the game open for the Melbourne Storm from Ryan Pappenhausen. What a name to call when he's running 85 metres. It puts the Storm 7-2, now back up to third on the ladder. We thought we'd touch base with the Melbourne Storm footy boss, Frank Panisi. Frank, welcome, and it's nice to listen back to moments like this.
Certainly, Sam, you know, great to be on. And you can't coach speed. It's one thing that... Doesn't matter how good you are, but that's just natural born, and he's got plenty of it. So we're very fortunate to have him at the back, and that try was just quite remarkable because he created something out of nothing.
It sort of summed up the game in many ways. That it the game that had everything. I mean, it was controversial in some patches, but to beat last year's grand finalists in the way that you did in Canberra, you must have been stoked.
We were, Sam. I mean, obviously, it was always going to be a big ask to go down there to Canberra, especially in the modern post-COVID where you travel up and back same day. And now, obviously, we're coming from a sunshine state going into the cold of Canberra, and it was incredibly cold. It weren't great conditions, I must say. It had been raining during the day, and there was heavy dew on the field on Saturday night, and the surface was really difficult for the players to keep their feet, and the ball just became a cake of soap. So under the conditions, really, whilst it wasn't a classic in terms of games played this year, certainly compared to our last game against the Roosters, under the conditions, both teams did really well to have a really good contest.
You talk about how cold it was. I thought Craig Bellamy might have picked a different team or a different location to threaten the nudie run had the Raiders won for a fourth time in a row.
Yeah, look, I think his old mate Ricky Stewart used a little bit of liberty there. He kind of, he fabricated the story. Well, he did fabricate the story. Use any words you like, fabricated, lied, made up. But yeah, a little bit of gamesmanship between the two really close mates. They've been mates for a long time. They play together at the Canberra Raiders and have stayed close friends since. Sticky's a character, and he just threw a little bit of gamesmanship before the game. But whatever the result was, I can guarantee you, Craig was no chance of doing that.
Sort of glad that it didn't happen in the end, although it would have made for interesting television. Hey, the win over the Raiders, so that makes it 300 career wins for Cam Smith. I mean, I feel like we're running out of superlatives for this guy, but how do you not reflect on his career, but when a moment comes up like this, and you've been around a while now, Frank, what does it make you do? How does it make you feel? What does it do to the feeling around the joint?
It's a remarkable achievement, and he's just got so many records. And usually we really like to celebrate milestones and achievements. Saturday night was really difficult because we were under incredible tight schedule after the game. We got a call saying that our flight was in jeopardy due to the fog setting in. So we've never got dressed and out of a place so quickly. So usually we like to enjoy those moments after a win when someone celebrates such a big achievement or milestone. And really talk about it. We just didn't have time. We actually didn't even mention it until we actually got on the plane and we got the ladies on the flight to tell everyone what it was. We're actually got a, just before team dinner tonight here at in camp on the Sunshine Coast, we've got a meeting and we're actually going to make a thing of it then because it's a wonderful achievement. No one's ever done it. Probably no one's ever going to do it. Certainly not in our lifetime. And, you know, again, there's only been 37 players that have played 300 games, let alone won 300 games. So, it's just a remarkable achievement by a remarkable player. And one thing we've always said, we never want to take things for granted. And because he breaks so many records, sometimes you can take things for granted. Yeah. Another record. We don't want to do that. This is just a wonderful achievement, and we'll celebrate that tonight.
What will you do?
Oh, look, we're a little fun meeting we have every week, and we'll just we'll get him at the front and we'll honour him and say a couple of words about it and just. And just make the players understand, you know, who they're playing with, because when he retires and they retire, they can look back and say, look, I played with Cameron Smith and the ones that played on Saturday night, so I played with him, he wrote 300 games. So it's more just making the players aware of the occasion. And, you know, he doesn't want to make a big thing of it, you know, but at the same time, we just can't let it slide.
No, you can't. He's a remarkable figure for not only your footy club, but for the game as well. Hey, you talked about the players. How are they doing, Frank, and your staff as well? A lot of them will have families and friends here in Melbourne, and you and I were talking off air. I mean, Jesus, I mean, even I was feeling flat driving into work today with the increase of COVID cases and the reality of the 6-week lockdown 2.0 sitting in. I just get the feeling that, you know, it must be tough for professional athletes to be away from their families and their friends and to be hearing what they're going through and trying to concentrate on the job at hand.
It is, Sam. It's something we have spoken about at great length, especially last week when the situation worsened in Victoria. We're fortunate that 2/3 of our squad, and I include staff in that, our coaches, have got their families up here, but we've still got another third still back in Melbourne. But everyone's got families, and we've got other staff back in Melbourne. And that is why you probably would have seen the big V with the slogan, Our Home Victoria, on the players' jerseys, which they're going to wear now for the rest of the year. It's just to stay connected to Victoria and remember the people that are still stuck there, because we're in a great spot here up on the Sunshine Coast, and we, again, take that for granted, being in warmer weather, but, you know, our hearts are back in Melbourne, our hearts are back with the people back in Melbourne, our families back in Melbourne, and we just, because we're living at the moment in a pretty nice place, we don't want to forget what people are going through back home, and that was it. That was the reason why the players came up with the big V, you know, Our Home Victoria, and, you know, we had signage in the dressing room because it's something that, you know, we really want to keep our people in Victoria, you know, our staff, our supporters, our members, you know, really close to our hearts, and so that, you know, we haven't forgotten about the people back home.
Do you know when you'll be able to come back home?
We have no idea. We purposely have taken the attitude that we'll probably be here for the rest of the season. And if there is a change to it, it's a bonus. Mm. We probably decided earlier, especially after speaking to the West Coast Eagles, the Dockers and New Zealand Warriors, who at that stage were the only clubs that relocated, they were all saying that the greatest challenge they had, there was just there was no end date. And, you know, it was just not knowing exactly when that end date was causing the greatest anguish to all the players, and not having their families, they were the two greatest things. So we worked on getting as many families up here. And in terms of an end date, we just decided to take a mindset, look, we're here, probably to the end of the year, and just get our heads around it and be as positive as possibly can. And hopefully we can get back sooner rather than later. But yeah, we've decided to take that mindset. But you know, you have to look at the situation and probably realise we're not going to be back at minimum until early September. I would imagine late August at the very earliest, and probably longer.
Because I know we've joked about this, Frank, on this show, but I mean, all jokes aside, you guys did read the play particularly early. And I remember you on this show said to Jared and I, you know, I'm not sure how this is going to impact the AFL. And then 2 weeks later, we've had 10 clubs relocate. And I think the hardest thing, and Jared and I spoke about this tonight, is going to be for the AFL, you know, when they come back, or if and when they come back, how are we going to finish the rest of the season? So there are challenges aplenty everywhere you look. Anyway, we'll move on because we could talk about that stuff until we're blue in the face. But you guys are 7-2, as I mentioned off the top. You're up to third and you play, I think, the Titans. Yes, the Titans on the sunny coast on Friday night. Don't tell me that Cam Munster is some chance of playing.
He is, Sam. Yeah, remarkably. I mean, whoa, we named him in our 21 squad last week. He was always a remote chance of playing, but one thing about Cameron Munster, not sure if it's his, you know, the way he's made up, but he has this remarkable ability to recover through injury better than most players, and he's really made a terrific recovery. So if he can train tomorrow, we've only got two sessions this week, tomorrow and Thursday. If he can train both sessions, he's a big chance playing on Friday night. If he's not, he'll definitely be back for the Broncos game on Friday week. So, it'd be a bonus if we can get him back. I mean, we've played the last two weeks, we played the grand finals, the Premiers, the Roosters, and the runners-up in the Raiders. So to beat them without Cameron Munster gives us an enormous amount of confidence. But, yeah, we'd love him back in our side sooner rather than later.
Frank, it's been a joy to watch the Storm the last few weeks. Great to see you back up towards the top end of the table where you belong. And good luck against the Titans on Friday night. We'll be watching.
Thanks, Sam. Much appreciated.
Frank Pedici there, the Melbourne Storm footy boss. You can find authentic Aussie-made, Aussie-grown products online. Visit australianmade.com.au. That's about all from me tonight on Sports Day for Wilson Homes. We will see you tomorrow night. It's going to be a big edition of the show tomorrow night. Brett Ratton from the Saints, who, was pretty miffed after his team's performance, particularly after quarter time. He's going to join us and a whole lot more. Jared and I will see you from 6:00.